In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the writer says in verse, praise the Lord, 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, we'll begin reading at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to thee every man a lamb according to the house of their father, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire, unleavened bread and bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertins thereof, and ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Moving down into the 21st verse, then Moses called for all the Israelites, elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. Ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach a very simple sermon, and yet it is so profound that my mind can hardly grasp it. I want to preach on stay in the house. Stay in the house. Bible readers and those that are familiar with the Bible story of the Passover lamb knows that God said, I have given you the blood of this lamb for a token. One member of that household could take the blood of the lamb that God chose and take that blood and strike it on the lintels and the doorpost, and everyone inside that house was safe from the death angel as long as they stayed inside the house. For you see, the Bible said that at midnight the death angel was going to pass by. But God gave a token and a covenant. And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Take the blood. Put it on the doorpost. Put it on the lintels of the doors. Go in the house. And stay in the house until the morning. I believe that the blood of our sacrificial lamb which is none other than Jesus Christ the righteous, that He is still able to preserve us against the snares of death, and especially eternal death that's coming upon all those that dwell upon the face of the earth that have not been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I am a blood preacher. I believe in the blood of the Lamb. Whether you want to agree with it or not, this is a bloody book. And it is a bloody plan wrought by the divine grace of God that a lamb could be shed. His blood could be shed for the sins of all the world. We have a doctrine, and I'm going to hit it once while I'm right here. We've got a doctrine among even many of the holiness people. Amen. Out in our country, this doctrine tried to get started, and I don't know whether it ever got started or not, because I was sure trying to put it out. But they, we had some holiness preachers preaching that the blood had nothing to do with the salvation of the soul. That's right. These men dressed and taught a good standard of holiness, but they preached that the blood of Jesus Christ was not applied at salvation, only at sanctification. But I'm here to declare unto you, upon the authority of God's holy word, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, there is no putting away of sins, and it takes the application of the blood of the Lamb of God to wash the sins of men away. If you ever make heaven your home, you make and go there without culture. You make and go there without education. You make and go there without very much knowledge of the Word of God. But you'll never enter inside the gates of that city unless you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God and your name is written in the book of life. And any preacher that'll preach that doctrine is a false prophet and a false doctrine. Hey, brother, it's awful strong. Well, that's just the way it is. I've never had an adulterer to preach in my pulpit, to my knowledge. But I'd put an adulterer in the pulpit to preach sooner than I would put a man in the pulpit who preached the salvation without the blood of the Lamb of God. Hear me now, and I'm going to preach to you. The safety and the security of the Christian lies in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh yes, I love to preach on many subjects, but I don't believe there is any subject that stirs the devil up and rattles the gates of hell like taking a text and preaching about the blood of the Lamb of God. Hear me, the safety of our salvation and the security of our salvation is in the blood of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know it's not enough just to come and be saved and have your sins washed away, but you've got to stay in that house that is covered by the blood until the morning dawns, until the trumpet sounds, until Jesus comes again. Many have gotten into the house that was covered by the blood, but they've went out today and they picked up the trends of this world and started picking up things that they one time laid down. Amen. And they still profess to be saved, but I want you to know tonight that when you come into the house that's covered by the blood, it is a lifetime commitment to stay in that house. Amen. Be thou faithful unto death, and Jesus said, I will give thee a crown of life that fadeth not away. I'm thinking of many that I know even now that one time had great experiences with God. The blood washed their sins away. They were sanctified holy from the world, and some filled with the Holy Ghost. But tonight, and some of you are listening to me right now, you used to be in the house, but you went out. Oh, it's unsafe out there. God said, everyone in the house will be protected. It is my covenant. When I pass through the land of Egypt to smite the firstborn, I'll not be looking for gold. I'll not be looking for posts and pillars that are overlaid with diamonds and rubies. When I come with the death angel passing through the land of Egypt, there'll only be one thing I'm looking for. I'll be looking for the blood of that Lamb. And everyone that's inside that house is going to be safe from the destroyer. Hear me tonight. We're living in a world full of insecurity. We're living in a world of turmoil. We're living in an age when nothing seems to be very secure. But I'd like to tell you, there is still a household of faith where the blood has been sprinkled, the blood of the Lamb of God. And if you get in that house that's covered by the blood and stay there until the morning, you are secure for all eternity. He said, Brother Rich, are you preaching eternal security? I sure am. If you'll get in the house and stay in the house until the morning, you're just as sure to go to heaven as there is a heaven. I said, you're just the same as already there if you'll stay in that house until the morning. Hear me tonight while I preach a while. I'm afraid that many that have been in this house, the devil has come by the door of the house. The morning's not here yet. And the devil's come by and he's flashed his attractions and he's flashed some of the temptations. And we've got some that feel like, well, I'll just step out for a little while and enjoy a few of the pleasures of sin. I'll go out and have me a good time. While ball season's on, amen, I'll watch the ball games, and as soon as it's over, I'll get back in the house. But I'd like to tell you something. There's a danger of going out of the house. For you see, we have an adversary, amen, that walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I'd like to tell you, he cannot come into the house that is covered by the blood. If you're saved tonight, you are secure. But the only way the devil can take your soul is for you to step out of the house. Oh, there's many that's got out here and they've run back to safety. And they try it again. And they go out a little farther. And they begin to indulge in a few more things. And then when they get in trouble, they run back in. Say, well, Brother Rich, what about that? I'll tell you what's going to happen. The devil's going to catch you out there someday, outside of the place of safety and outside of the security of the blood of the Lamb. And he's going to snatch your soul and take you into hell and destroy you for all eternity. Stay in the house that's covered by the blood. They tell me down in Arkansas, there's a little old man down there. Some folks thought he was mentally retarded. Gave his heart to the Lord. And every time he'd come to church, he'd stand and turn in a little testimony. It went like this. The devil can't get me back on his playground. And he can't get me to pick up any of his toys. Amen. Folks thought he was... Yeah, that was over in Batesville, Arkansas. Amen. Folks thought he was crazy. He became a byword of the children. When the children had played church, they'd turn in that testimony. The devil can't get me back on his playground. And he can't get me to pick up any of his toys. Amen. Everybody knew when he stood to his feet. Amen. During testimony service, what he's going to say. Thank God the devil can't get me back on his playground. And he can't get me to pick up any of his toys. But time rolled on. And they said on his dying bed, he lifted that little hand, I call it a victorious testimony, and said, thank God the devil never did get me back on his playground. And I never did pick up any of his toys. Let me tell you something, brother. The devil will get you back on his playground if he can. Young people, he's reaching for you, trying to get you to come out of the place of safety. But get in the house that's covered by the blood and stay there. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The morning cometh and also the night. Thank God we must stay in the house that's covered by the blood until the morning. Y'all are helping me, aren't you? Woo! Stay in the house that's covered by the blood. Oh, the precious blood. Peter said, we were not redeemed such corruptible things as silver and gold from our vain conversation delivered unto us, amen, through the tradition of our elders, but with the precious, oh, the precious, the precious blood. Would you say it with me? Precious blood. Precious blood. Precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let the world rail on. Amen. Let those, that ridicule the blood salvation, let them go on and talk about old time religion. But I want you to know, when this world's on fire and darkness veils the sun, and the sun and the moon, the sun refuses to shine, and the moon turns into blood, and the stars begin to fall from heaven, and the heaven rolls together as a scroll, there's going to be a people that's safe from the wrath of God. And it's going to be those that's inside the house that's covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. Where are you at tonight? Are you in the house that's covered by the blood? Has your sins been washed away? Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood. They still lose all their guilty stain. The blood of Jesus Christ. Bildad, Job's comforter. I hate to pull rank on you, but I can answer your question. Bildad asked this question in Job 25. He asked this question. Listen to it. Listen at the question that he asked. Brother Fred, get your Bible. 25, verse 4. What did he say? Come on by this mic over here. Amen. Bildad, you've got a question that you want to ask. Ask it. Let's see if there's an answer for it. Come on.
How then can a man be justified with God?
How then can a man be justified with God?
Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman?
How can he be clean that is born of a woman?
Behold, even to the moon.
Behold, even to the moon.
And it shineth not.
And it shineth not.
Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight.
Yea, even the stars are not pure in his sight.
How much less man?
How much less man?
That is a worm.
That is a worm.
And the son of man.
And the son of man.
Which is a worm.
Which is a worm. Read on. But Job answered and said,
How hast thou helped him?
How hast thou helped him?
That is without power.
That is without power.
How savest thou the arm that hath no strength?
How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? All right. Bildad's question was, how can a man be justified with God? Behold the moon, and it shineth not without God. Even the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less a man that is a worm and born of a woman, just a man who is a worm. Bildad, I'm going to pull rank on you. I've got the answer to your question. Amen. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, being justified by his blood, amen, his blood, Brother Fred. Amen, by his blood. That's how we're justified. Amen, that's how man is pure in the sight of God. There was a lamb, amen, a lowly lamb, Jesus of Nazareth, who came and cried out, a body thou hast prepared. Hallelujah. Amen, listen to me. Amen, this lamb's blood is sufficient for the souls of men tonight. Amen, if you want to be justified, you can fulfill David's prophecy when he said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen. Get in the house that's covered by the blood and stay in the house until the morning. Too many went back out. Backslider, you're in a terrible spot tonight. Oh, you're in a terrible place. Here you are outside the house that's covered by the blood, and time is getting so short. Not very many are getting back in. Many are being caught on the outside. But oh, there is a place of safety. Whenever Joshua sent the two spies into Jericho, they came into the city to spy it out. And all of a sudden, someone became aware that they were in the city. So they fled to a harlot's house by the name of Rahab. And Rahab hid those spies and sent those men on another direction that came looking for them. But she said, now just a minute before you leave, My life for your life. Amen. My life for your life. Promise me. I know that God's people are going to come into this city. They're going to override it. I know that God's going to give them the victory. For there is none other God like your God, the God of heaven above and of the earth beneath. And I know God's going to give you the city. But promise me one thing. Since I've hid you, and I've hid, amen, I've hid your spies and hid you under the flax and sent your enemy on, promise me that you'll save my father and my mother and my sisters and my brothers. Promise me that. And Josh and one of the spies said, all right, we'll make this covenant with you. Amen. You let us down this wall by a little scarlet thread. And then you put that scarlet thread in your window. And you go out and get your mother and your father and your sisters and your brothers. And you bring them into this house where the scarlet thread is out. And we promise you, amen, that we will protect you. Amen. We will protect everyone in the house. But anyone that is out on the streets, their blood shall be upon their own head. And so the story goes that there came a day when the children of Israel began to march around the walls of Jericho. You know the story. Amen. They marched once a day for 6 days. Amen. Looking for a place to win the victory. God had already given them a plan. No swords is going to be used. I'm going to give you the city. Hand me my coat, Fred. Amen. I'm going to give you the city. Amen. You're going to utterly destroy everything that's in that city. We're going to utterly destroy it. Man and woman and even beast we're going to destroy. But I'd like to give you fellas a little instruction. Amen. There's one house over there on the wall. Amen. It'll probably have a little scarlet thread hanging out of the window. And when you come to that house, you save everybody that's inside that house. Amen. Everyone that's inside that house will be safe. But if you find anybody out on the streets, they're going to be destroyed. You see, Rahab was a woman of faith. And the Bible tells us that she went out, my brothers and sisters, and she got her father and put him over here in this house where the scarlet thread was at. I can hear him say, daughter, what's the token? What's the token for our protection? She said, daddy, see this little scarlet thread? It is the token and the covenant I made with the spies that everyone that's in this house where the scarlet thread is hanging out of the window will be safe. I can see her as she goes out. Help me here, brother. Right here in the white shirt. Come here a minute. Come here. Yes, sir. I can see her go out and say, daddy, come on in this house. There's only one safe place on this entire city. Amen. And it's in the house that's covered by this little string right here. Dad, if you'll stay right there, I promise you, amen, you're going to be safe. Amen. Amen. Stay in that house and you're going to be safe. I can see her go out to her sister and say, sister, there's one safe place. God's going to destroy this city. But if you'll come in this house, I guarantee you, you'll be safe in this house where that scarlet thread is at. I can see her go out to her brother and say, brother, come here. I can hear him say, now, sis, there's not much protection there. Is that all you've got for a covenant? I can hear say that little string is enough. It is a guarantee from God's man. If you'll get over here in this house, amen, where that scarlet thread is at, and stay in that house, you're going to be safe. There came an hour when Joshua and the children of Israel began to march around the walls of Jericho. All of a sudden, Joshua said, at the given command, you're to blow the trumpet.
And the people are to shout with a mighty shout. The Bible tells us that they were not to shout until they were given the signal. But oh, could I tell you, I can see that old Levite as he takes a deep breath and lifts that ram's horn to his lips and waiting, and after a while Joshua says, blow. Amen. And the people shouted with a great shout, and God gave them the city, and the walls of Jericho come tumbling down, except for one place. There was one place over there on the wall where that scarlet thread was hanging out the window, and everyone in that house was safe, brother. And they took Rahab the harlot and all of her family out of the house, and while they burned Jericho with fire, Rahab and her family stood over and watched while that wicked city was consumed with fire. Say, what are you trying to tell us, Brother Rich? Get in the house that's covered by the blood. And when these elements begin to melt with fervent heat, and this very earth itself is dissolved by the fires of God, you're going to be safe. Amen. Safe, safe, safe in the house that's covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. You can sit down if you'd like. Oh, get in the house and stay in the house. Ooh. Look at the temptations to go out. Look at the things the devil is pulling our young people and older people as well with. But oh, I'd like to tell you, in 1983, there's still a scarlet thread. Amen. There's still a blood covenant. I said there's still a blood covenant. And you get in that house that's covered by the blood, and you're going to be safe for all eternity. Sister Rich, why don't you and the children come up here with me tonight? Amen. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's a very important factor that I get all of my family in the house that's covered by the blood. I want my son to know, he's 17 going on 21, if you know what I mean. Amen. But I want him to know that if he'll stay over here under the protection of the blood, he's going to make heaven his home. There'll be a day, amen, now don't quit me now, but there'll be a day when there'll be a number that no man can number. Amen. They're going to have on white robes. They're going to have palms in their hands. And there may be a question about who they are, but John the Revelator tells us exactly when he asks the elder, who are these and whence came they? And the elder answered and said, amen, these are they that came out of great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. From the very first man, Adam, to the last man that will be saved, they'll be saved by the blood. Away with the doctrine of a bloodless salvation. Away with that false doctrine, amen, of the blood. Oh, sure, I know that Jesus suffered without the gate that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. I know that. But there is salvation in none other than the blood of the Lamb of God. He is the one. He is our sacrificial lamb. No longer do we need a turtle dove or a pigeon or a yoke of oxen. Amen. We had one lamb who became obedient to death, even the death of the cross, and paid the full price by giving his own blood on Calvary's cross. Get in that house that's covered by the blood and stay there till morning. I preached last night some on faith. Paul was rehearsing the great warriors of faith. He brought in Abel. He brought in Noah. He brought in Enoch. He brought in Abraham. He brought in Isaac, Jacob, and Sarah. He told us about Moses. He told us about the two sons of Joseph. He told us about many different things. You see, holy men of old spake as they was moved on by the Holy Ghost. And here Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, writing off these great men of faith. All of a sudden God said, wait a minute. Time to put another woman's name in there. Oh, I know that's hard for Paul to do. But there's time to put another woman's name in there. Who do you want in there, Lord? Put Rahab's name in there. Rahab the harlot? Yes, put her right over here with the great ones of old. Put her in the Hall of Fame. Faith Hall of Fame. What did she do? She went out and got her entire family and brought them in and put them in the house. Oh, where the scarlet thread was hanging out of the window. She deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because she believed in that scarlet thread. Oh, some may want recognition for being great preachers and preaching great camp meetings. It'll be recognition enough for me if I can stand in the heavenly world and have my family gathered around me and know that every one of them's in the house that's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they've stayed there until the morning. Oh, hallelujah. Stay there. Stay in the house until the morning. During the storms, when I was just a boy in Oklahoma, we had a lot of tornadoes, and we still do. Seemed like if you was away from the house, you never felt safe. I've seen my dad look at the clouds, and when a black cloud would begin to roll, he'd say, "Boys, we better head for the house. It's looking bad out here." Let me tell you, this clouds, the storm clouds are rolling tonight. You better head for the house. Oh, sinner boy, you better head for the house. Amen, where the safety of the blood is at. If you don't run to the blood of Jesus Christ and be saved from your sins, get in the house and stay in the house. Your next stop after this life will be eternal hell, separated from God. Oh, I'm glad that I'm in the house tonight. What's your charge, Brother Rich? Not only must I get in the house, but I must stay in the house until the morning. I'd like to tell you, I don't believe the morning is as far off as it one time was. I believe we're getting close to the morning. Son, there's going to be many temptations. Sometimes my boy don't understand it. Why? You know, I don't want him down there slugging him quarters in old Pac-Man. Come on now. Down there in those recreation centers. Don't understand why. Can't go to some of the places other folks go, like the ball games and other places. Son, I'm going to tell you why Daddy don't want you down there. You got to stay in the house until the morning. Say, "Yeah, but Dad, would it hurt if I just stepped out for a few minutes?" What if you're out here and the trumpet sounds and you're outside the house that's covered by the blood? Oh, get in the house that's covered by the blood and stay there until the morning. The morning's coming soon. Oh, darkness is covering this earth, and gross darkness is covering the people. But I believe that day star is soon going to rise. We're going to have a morning, but the watchman said there's also coming a night. I don't want to be here when the night comes. I know there's many doctrines on the coming of the Lord, and I've preached camp meetings where they believe in seven different resurrections, and they believe that in a select bride. And well, I'm going to tell you who's going to make up the bride of Christ. Everyone that's in the house that's covered by the blood of Jesus Christ is going to be in that number. Anyone that's on the outside, don't you quit me now. No, that's kind of treacherous ground. I know that. But I'm telling you, who's going to make up the bride? It's the blood-bought saints of God. Those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they've gotten in the house, and they've stayed there. Can't you just see the devil coming around the door of that house? Come on out. Amen. It's a long time till morning. Come on out. Amen. You can play around with a little dope. Smoke a few cigarettes, boys. Amen. You know the right way. As soon as trouble comes, you can run back in the house. I'm afraid that the storm is going to catch many on the outside of the house. Where are you at tonight? Backslider, sinner, where are you at tonight? You better run to the place of safety. You better run to the house where the blood has been sprinkled. Oh, brother, I dare the devil, amen, to come in into that house. Out in our country, we've got a few fellows that I've talked to that talks like this. They say, now, Brother Rich, I'm not going to get saved now, but when the mark of the beast comes, I'm not going to take the mark of the beast. Have you heard them say that? Well, let me tell you something. When the mark of the beast comes, it's not a matter whether you're going to take it or not. You've done set your pattern. For if your name is not in the book of life, you're going to take that mark. That's right. That's what the Bible says. You've done set your pattern. But all those of us that are in the house, they kind of frown on cattle rustling out in our country. I dare the devil to come into the house that's covered by the blood and rustle one of the saints of God out from underneath the protecting power of the blood of the Lamb of God. I tell you tonight, I've got to be careful. We've got a lot of different churches represented here tonight. Amen. So maybe I better just drop that last thought and just move on. But I'm telling you, there is a place of safety. There is a place. Money can't buy it. Amen. Stocks and bonds can't secure it. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. While every head is bowed tonight, no one looking around, I wonder if there would be one you'd raise your hand. Say, Brother Rich, I realize tonight that I need to get into the house that's covered by the blood, that Jesus is coming again. Time is running out. And if I stay where I'm at, I'm going to be lost. Would you raise that hand quickly? Say, Brother Rich, remember me in prayer. Raise that hand hurriedly now. I'm waiting on your hand tonight. Say, Brother Rich, I want to be saved. I don't want to be lost. I'm out of the house tonight, but I want to get back in the house and stay in the house. Could I see your hand? One child here raising their hand, or the another. Lift your hand quickly tonight. Say, Brother Rich, I'm not in the house, but I want to get in the house that's covered by the blood. Oh, the devil hates the blood message. Amen. He hates for you to preach about the blood. Oh, yes. He'd rather for you to preach against anything, amen, than he would to lift up the blood of Jesus Christ and the old rugged cross. But oh, there's not any salvation anywhere else but in that old rugged cross and the blood that stained the old rugged cross. I'm waiting just a moment. We're going to sing in just a moment. But there's somebody here tonight. There's somebody here tonight that's in a bad place with God. You used to be in the house that's covered by the blood. But tonight you went out of that house, and the morning's not here yet, and you're unsafe outside of the house that's covered by the blood. Would you lift your hand quickly now? Say, Brother Rich, I know I need Jesus. I know I need help tonight. Would you raise that hand? Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm waiting for just a moment, just a few more moments. Could I see a hand any place in this building tonight? There's one. Are there another one? You'd raise your hand. You'd say, Brother Rich, I know that the morning's coming and I'm not in the house that's covered by the blood. Would you raise that hand quickly? Hurry over in this section right here, the center section. God's talking to somebody's heart. Would you lift that hand? Say, yes, I see that hand. Are there another one? Yes, there's two more. Would there be another hand? We're waiting just a few more moments right here in this center section. Would you raise that hand? Say, Brother Rich, I want to get in the house that's covered by the blood. Raise that hand quickly. Hurry now while I wait just a moment longer. Oh, Jesus will cover you tonight. He'll protect you. He'll shield you from the storm if you'll get in the house that's covered by the blood in this section right here. Are they one to just raise your hand? Say, Brother Rich, I know I'm not where I need to be. I used to be in the house. I went back out. Or maybe you've never come into the house as yet. Would you raise your hand quickly? Say, Brother Rich, please remember me in prayer. Would you raise that hand? Hurry. I'm waiting just a moment longer. Souls are weighed in the balance tonight. Sing softly if you will, please. Amen. How about in this section right here? Could I see a hand right here in this section? You'd say, Brother Rich, I'm not saved. I'm not in that house. That's covered by the blood. Yes, I see that hand, son. Are there others that raise your hand quickly? Right here. Right here in this section. How about over here in this direction? To my right, right here. Would you raise your hand? Say, Brother Rich, I need Jesus. I need hope. I'm afraid of the future. I'll tell you, there's a place where you don't have to be afraid. In the house that's covered by the blood. I want everyone that lifted your hand to stand to your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet.